Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, California is suing Huntington Beach over housing requirements as the city fights back with a federal lawsuit.
The state is overreaching and piercing our local control, especially as a charter city. We have extra protections.
Three LAPD officers are in the hospital after they were injured during a gunfight in Lincoln Heights. And the LAPD says there could be a second person involved in the fatal stabbing of a 17-year-old boy in El Sereno. It's Thursday, March 9th. I'm Nick Roman. You're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Governor Gavin Newsom, who is sidelined after testing positive for COVID-19, told a virtual news conference today that Huntington Beach is exhibit A for what's wrong with housing in the state. And that is why the state is suing Huntington Beach over its refusal to meet state requirements to build more housing. It comes after the Huntington Beach City Council voted Tuesday to block what's called the Builder's Remedy. That's the California law that lets developers ignore local rules and build housing if the city hasn't passed a state-approved housing plan. Huntington Beach Mayor Tony Strickland and other city leaders countered that this afternoon by announcing the city would sue the state in federal court. Casey McKeon serves on the Huntington Beach City Council.
The argument is the state is overreaching and piercing our local control, especially as a charter city. We have extra protections codified in the California State Constitution.
Huntington Beach also says the state's requirement that the city build more than 13,000 new housing units by 2029 is too high. One more note, the state is also going after Huntington Beach for blocking construction of what are known as granny flats, those small dwellings that people put up in garages or backyards. The city council, though, has reversed that, and Mayor Strickland says Huntington Beach is now accepting and processing applications to build granny flats. That is still a step short of approving. Three LAPD officers still in the hospital in stable condition after they were injured last night during a gunfight in Lincoln Heights. They were trying to take a man into custody. He was barricaded inside a house. The LAPD says the officers tossed in tear gas. That's when the man began firing at them. That man is dead, but it is not clear if he was shot by police or if he took his own life. As for the officers who were injured, LA Mayor Karen Bass thanked them for the risk they take on the job.
We know that officers every day, when they go to work, that their families are left in fear, hoping that they won't get the phone call that these three families got tonight.
The injured officers are members of the LAPD's Metropolitan Division. The LAPD is still investigating the circumstances surrounding the gunfight. We know a little bit more today about the man the LAPD says stabbed 17-year-old Javier Chavarin to death last Friday in El Sereno. They say 32-year-old David Zapata attacked Chavarin as he was waiting to be picked up after school. The teen collapsed as he tried to get help at a nearby restaurant. Police say Zapata might also have stabbed a second person hours earlier. And the LAPD's Ryan Babbitt says there might have been another person involved in that attack.
There appears to be another individual, a suspect, that he drove away with in the first incident. We are looking into that.
Police say Zapata apparently had no connection to either of the two people who were attacked. LA County supervisors want county staffers to work up a campaign to tell more Angelenos about California's red flag law. Now, that's the law that allows relatives, police, school officials, and others to ask a court to confiscate firearms from someone who could be a danger to themselves or others. UCLA law professor Adam Winkler is an expert in gun policy.
Let's
say family members identified someone as having serious mental struggles and is potentially suicidal, they could go to a court and seek to have the judge issue an order temporarily taking away someone's firearms.
It's called a gun violence restraining order. The Board of Supervisors wants County Public Health to come up with a public awareness campaign by summer. You can apply for a gun violence restraining order at the state court's website, courts.ca.gov. You just search under gun violence. All right, more pleasant news now. Just like you, LAist arts and entertainment reporter John Horn is working on his Oscar picks. He says he starts with the lesser-known categories.
Because if you get those right, you can miss a big one, and you're still okay. And I think most of these picks are pretty solid. Anyway, costume design, Elvis. Production design, Babylon. Documentary feature film, All the Beauty and the Bloodshed. Documentary short film, Stranger at the Gate. Animated short, The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. Live action short, Le Pupil. Makeup and hairstyling, The Whale. Let's just start.
Friday morning at 10 o'clock, it is the Film Week Oscar Preview. Make sure you tune in. Thanks for listening to The LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Join us again here tomorrow. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
LAist Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.